Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. The past few days, we've been considering some passages of Scripture out of 1 Timothy in chapter 2. Today, I would like to begin in verse 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. The Bible here says, "In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve." The Bible is very explicit here concerning the responsibility and obligations placed upon women. The Bible says that there is a propriety to be had among women who are Christians. He talks first of all about their clothes in verse 9. He says, "Whose adorning? Let it be with modest apparel, and shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but that which becometh women professing godliness." The Bible says that women are to adorn themselves. Adorn carries with it the idea of putting things in order. Ladies, when you leave the house, you ought not to look like a shipwreck. You know, you ought not to have things that are that don't match. Your shoes ought to match, your blouse ought to match your skirt, etc. And I know that's a simple thing, but the Bible talks about it. You ought to adorn yourself. You ought to put yourself in order. The Bible says here that we're to be modest also, that ladies in particular are to be modest. And modesty is a lost virtue in our generation. It seems that most Christian women even have no idea what the Bible's talking about when it talks about modesty. A few weeks ago, I received a paper that had a dress standard on it concerning women. And it said that women were not to wear shorts 2 inches above the knee, that they were not to wear halter tops, that they were not to have any sleeveless clothes, that they were not to have sheer see-through clothes. And you say, "Oh, there it is. That's those old Baptist standards, artificial things. Why, that's under the law." Well, matter of fact, you know, it did have to do with the law, because that list of standards didn't come from a Baptist church. It came from a prison in West Virginia. You see, they know what independent Baptists seem to have forgotten, that how a woman dresses is a responsible thing, that it causes certain ideas to come forth in the eyes and in the minds of men. Be careful how you dress. Dress modestly. My wife's great, or rather her grandfather, was a circuit-riding Methodist preacher. And his daughter, my mother-in-law, of course, was raised in his home. Did you know that she was never allowed to wear sheer sleeve clothing? Because her father thought, and I think he was right, that oft-times sheer sleeves are more provocative than bare sleeves. You say, "Preacher, that's so narrow." It certainly is, but it's the Bible. It's the Bible. You're to dress modestly. Don't go around showing your belly. Don't go around showing your thighs. As a matter of fact, when God wanted to provoke his own children of Israel to do right when they were living wrongly, he says, "Why don't you just dress like a harlot? Why don't you just expose your thighs?" Right now, there aren't many women running around West Virginia in shorts and exposing their thighs, but there will be. But I trust that you who name the name of Christ are not going to do that. You're going to dress modestly. The Bible says that we're also to dress, if we're women, shamefacedly. That talks about bashfulness toward men. Ladies, you ought not to be as beautiful as you can be for just anybody. You ought to save that for your husband. That ought to be something special just for him. Won't you do it? Won't you live now in the way that's going to make you happy someday when you go to heaven?
Time.
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.